This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9, breakfast with the Murphys this morning at 7:15, heading for a top of 14 degrees, 2 in town, where it's time for what we call mental giants. It's where I ask the questions.
Should be extraordinary this week. Yes. And isn't it lucky for you that you're just asking the questions? I feel like this is going to be more challenging than actually answering them.
Him getting the questions out could still be a struggle.
Okay. Here we go. Let's give it a go, shall we? Question number one, in which city can you find the Liberty Bell? Is it Washington, D.C., Boston, Philadelphia, or Manhattan?
Can you slow down a little bit?
No. Washington, D.C.
Boston.
Okay. Question number two, in the Pirates of the Caribbean, what was the name of Captain Jack Sparrow's ship? Is it the Marauder, the Black Pearl, the Black Python, or the Slytherin?
The Black Pearl.
Yes, it is the Black Pearl, yes.
Okay, question number three. According to Forrest Gump, life was like a bag of lemons, a handful of roses, a lollipop, or a box of chocolates.
A box of chocolates. Yes. Okay. You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, right, there's the first three questions down. Back in a moment with more of Mental
so
Giants.
So quickly.
I have to this morning, I'm telling you now. 14 minutes to 8. Time for this.
Last Man Standing
on a Wednesday. Take it away, Tim. Let us know how it works.
Alrighty, so I am going to throw out a topic to the lovely two of you. It's going to go back and forth like ping pong, and one of you is going to swing and miss, which means we'll all point and laugh at you. The other person becomes the winner.
And who's the winner at the moment, Tim? Please tell us.
Oh, would you like to know?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
Okay.
Who is it?
Dean, you're on 4 points. Mm. Anna, you're on 7.
Oh, hey. That would make me the winner.
Yeah, imagine if you're on 17.
So does that mean I go first this time?
No. Do I go first? You never go first if you're a loser.
Yeah, losers don't go first. Gosh.
I like how you just have to have a tantrum. Because of you, I had to eat dry
Whippix. I don't care. Let's do the game.
Okay, alrighty
then. Put the music down. Thank you.
All right. So today's topic is, Anna, you'll be kicking off, animals starting with the letter B.
Barracuda.
Bear.
Bobcat.
Bat.
Birdie beagle.
Oh, no, sorry. Right. Too late. Too slow.
That means...
Congratulations, Dean.
Yay.
Oh.
Finally, we might get a smile on his face.
So
wow.
Good. How good is that?
Give
back in the
that?
Game.
Yeah. Why don't you give yourself the clap as well?
Oh, you said that with such venom.
Yes.
And I know exactly what you meant.
You're a marvel, Dean Murphy.
Thank you very
really
much.
You really are.
That's
no,
how
no,
the game's
is that going to make you nice now that you won something today?
Anyway, here's Zac Efron and Rewrite the Stars.
Because this one came through. Hi, Murphys. This is from Brettley in Byron Bay. I reckon the reason diving sells out early is because it's like porn, watching the fit body scantily clad. However, I'm with Anna, and figure skating is the best for entertainment in the guys' Lycra outfits. Oh, my God, yes.
Mm.
I know, right? They're amazing. That's why you should be on Team Anna. 0427,
oh, well.
Join us.
Let the Joyces decide. That's what it's about.
On air at
on
joy.
The Wednesday debate.
.au.
Now, you wanted me to prove to you that how exciting diving can be.
I did.
So I decided I actually had some audio from a diving competition I did a few years back.
Right. Okay.
This is what took place. Trent Towpoint coming to you live from the Melbourne Sports and Aquatic Centre. It's day three of the men's 10-metre platform diving competition. And joining me to commentate on this event are ex-Olympic champions Dale Flip-Flop and Penny Pike It Up.
Oh, thanks, Trent. And may I say, what a talented bunch of divers in this competition. No brain surgeons in the making, but terrific divers all the same.
Yes, Penny. It's the fierce competition, this one, with Dean Murphy and Brent Backwacker
competing for gold with just one dive to go.
And Brent is up on the platform preparing for his back triple twisting 2.5 somersault. He's been practicing some of those moves on the podiums of Pufftoff each week.
Oh, and with more focus than trying to remember his Pornhub password, Brent Backwacker takes off into the twists. He's into the salts. Oh, and through the water clean with judges' scores of, wait for it, oh my word, that's 9, 9.5, 9, 8.5.
And Dean Murphy will need to get 10s from 3 of the 4 judges to win this competition. From this point on, there he is preparing for this forward 3.5 somersaults pike. A diver he has made famous over the last few years.
Yes. Unfortunately, many years have passed, Penny, and gravity around his midsection hasn't been that kind.
Oh, I was just thinking that, Dale. Those size 12 boys' speedos are causing quite a muffin top up there.
Oh, he'll really need to rely on those love handles turning into gliding wings if he's to pull off perfect 10s on this dive.
Oh, and there he goes with his famous run-up, a good takeoff. He's into the somersault. Oh, no, he's lost the grip on his legs. Unfortunately, they've parted like a virgin on a wedding night. It's into the last rotation, and can this old great man make it around? Oh.
No. Oh, it's a terrible scene here for Dean. Straight out of the Nutcracker with a score of 4, 3, 2.5, and 3. It puts him into second place, unfortunately. But I must say, Silver Sally rides again.
The Murphys.
Now on breakfast 5 days a week.
Only on Joy 94.9.
Traffic for Melbourne.
That's right. We head out to the roads this morning. The colder inbound is very happy at 17 degrees and not 16, because that would be awful at 6 minutes. The eastern inbound, because 16 is cold and 17 is balmy at 12 degrees, 12 minutes. Monash inbound, imagine you'd have to wear an extra layer at 16 degrees, 44 minutes. And the Tulla inbound, but 17 is almost T-shirt weather at 18 minutes.
On the trains this morning, you find suspended lines on Belgrave, cancellation on Cranbourne, Lilydale and Pakenham. Also works alert on Stony Point, Sunbury and Frankston.
I just got the bird.
On the roads, planes, buses or trains, let us know. 0427JOY949 on air at joy.org.au.
Now, what's happening here, listeners, just so you can be involved, is there's a little sibling fight going on at the moment because Dean Murphy hates me because I've been pulling his leg.
Ooh. Anyway, it's the next hour and a half could be very long.
It's going to be really fun, Joel.
It will be fun.
Aren't you the luckiest man on the planet?
I am.
You work so closely with me every
Yay!
Day.
Yay! Yay! Whose idea was this?
I think it was yours.
COVID.
10 years ago.
We're going to talk COVID-19 bulge coming up next on Joy.
Song's very good for our show and Victoria at the moment.
It is.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are broadcasting live from the pariah state of Australia. Oh my God! How depressing.
I know. Well, it is depressing, and to all our western and northern suburb folk,
we love you.
Who have now, as of tomorrow, going to go into lockdown? We feel for you. It's all jokes aside.
Good
it's pretty
morning
tough.
To Joy. Favorite SJ is in one of those suburbs and is having to do a child's party on the weekend. I think without any guests.
If you guys are out in those suburbs, which have been nominated by Daniel Andrews and the government into lockdown, let us know. Let us know how you're feeling about it, because I don't feel like it's going to be long. Tim, we had this conversation this morning about I don't think it's going to be long until the rest of us are probably going to be in lockdown
too. And to any other states listening or anyone else in Australia who's like, you know, congratulations, first of all. You've done well.
Well done.
Well done. Yep. I think that's great. But listen, we still invented Kylie Minogue and AFL. So you can't win. Just because you've finally got something on us. You can't.
Look at the competitive side in you just
Absolutely.
Roaring out.
Well, I'm feeling awful for our
I like how she gets competitive in a pandemic.
Yeah.
Well, I like the sound of that. I have a Netflix documentary, Competitive, in the pandemic.
Joy 94.9, breakfast with the Smurfies this morning. The Smurfies! 24 past 7, heading for a top of 10 degrees in town
today. I wonder where Gargamel is.
Now, there's a story in the paper about an Adelaide man who's been fined $235 for beeping his horn at a Murphy.
I know. I'm outraged by this because he was just, him and his friend had just spent weeks perfecting a new burger pizza. Yeah. Just like that. And they got,
Shut up! Trying to do a show.
Yes. Sorry, I don't know. It's someone rude.
It's making me really.
Yes. Continue. And what happened?
And then he got arrested.
Well, this guy should get arrested.
Shut up. No, sorry. He got fined. He didn't get arrested. But he got a $253 fine for use of a horn when not permitted to do so.
What do you mean? Is that a new, is that an always a rule?
South Australia.
Oh, maybe it's South Australia.
I don't know. I mean, who would want to go there anyway?
25 past 7, you're on Joy 94.9.
I'm just backing Dan up.
Here's a bit of Ricky Lee for you. In Japan at the moment, they've got some weird rules and regulations going on.
What have they
with
got?
With COVID-19. One of them is, I mean, they're funny. They're funny. I've been there. I spent a month there.
I've been there too.
Incredibly fun place to go.
Yeah, they're quirky. I like
they
the
are
word quirky.
Quirky
for the Japanese.
Is good. They've decided that if you go on, because they're big on the roller coasters.
Love
there.
Them.
Ooh. If you go on a roller coaster now with COVID-19, you have to wear face masks and you can't scream.
What?
You can't yell or scream on it. You have to remain completely silent.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, so no, completely silent.
Completely silent.
You how can't... will they know if it's you when there's a mask on?
Correct. That's what I want to know.
See, but this is good.
They're very tech savvy. Who knows what they've planted on the bits and
pieces. I think the only thing that has ever stopped me vomiting on those things is the fact that I just scream and like loud laugh
yeah,
the whole way around.
To. It's a natural thing.
It's
isn't
a natural
it?
Thing. There's no way I would get arrested.
Yeah, imagine if Jimmy Barnes was on it. We'd all be just totally.
It would be quieter than that. Do you know what? You know how they were talking about musicals without singing? How's Jimmy Barnes going to get COVID friendly? He's going to be behind a booth.
I'm just picturing Jimmy Barnes walking around with that electronic dance beat around just wherever he goes, you know?
Joy 94.9, 19 past 7. More coming up next. And here's a little story this morning in the paper too, which because I coach kids and I know, I find that they're really tech savvy.
Totally.
They can do everything. They make it look so easy.
I mean,
easy.
There's not that many years between us and Ando and the fabulous Addie Louie, but oh my God, they're all over it.
Oh, not
they
really.
They know how to
they
do
just,
the tech.
No, he just slides into DMs.
We need people to slide into ours.
Ando's got the lingo. I just don't know whether he knows how to do it.
No, she knows how to do it.
Oh, she knows how to do it. Oh, she's
very clever.
She's the key to that show.
I'm going to hitch my cart to her wagon and learn.
Internet addiction is hijacking the brains of teenagers and stunting their emotional growth, with excess screen time triggering biological changes that could lead to lifelong issues, which, yeah, I find that a lot of my kids that I coach, great on the tech stuff, not very good with life.
They're 11.
I mean, well, they should be up on
you're
it.
You're not very good with life, and you're a lot older than 11. My God.
Yeah, no, you know what I mean. No, they're just
so judgmental. This 11-year-old I met the other day had a handle on TikTok, but not very good with life. I asked her a legal question, and she just didn't know. Oh, what are they teaching kids these days? Maybe you put your screens down.
Yeah, okay, point taken. 12 past 7, you're on Joy 94.9. Guess what, troops?
We're
guess
hitting
what, Joyce?
A little milestone today.
Oh, we are indeed.
We have just hit 3 months as the breakfast team to wake you up. I think giving simply the best is a little rich. We could have given ourselves the clap right here.
Okay.
I think that
would
have been
better. A little tiny golf clap would have been better.
That's much
Thank
better.
You.
It's been lovely being with you all every day.
Who would have thunked that we
well,
would have
Well, I think there's
months.
Been many moments where we've looked at each other with daggers and thought, this is not,
well, you know,
not sure. But look,
research has
most
proven.
Of that time we get over and we have a lovely time.
That's it, when we're sort of focused and nice to each
no,
other.
We've actually only,
really
Joyce, as you'd be interested to know, 3 months every day in each other's pockets, we had one big blow up. That's it.
One blow up. That's,
and we're
that's
family.
Pretty good.
So you tend to
but
do that.
Didn't everyone around the hallways of Joy and everyone else think that it was like, oh, my God, did you guys have a real big blow-up?
I know.
If
and
only
we're like,
they
oh,
noticed
look,
before
you know,
the show. We
yeah.
had blow-ups all the time. It's family.
That's
you know
what
you
we
do. But
thank congratulations, Dollface.
Congratulations,
and,
Dolly.
And many well. Thanks to everyone that's helped us get this far. But don't worry.
I feel like we're
there's more where this come from.
An Academy Awards speech. And we've only done 3 months. No, well, lots of people do 3 months in other jobs.
It's a milestone.
It is. It's a little one.
Unless you're finding your feet.
Hang on a sec. Aren't we on a 6-month probation?
Well, I'm just saying we're doing halfway. We're halfway there.
Oh, God. Okay.
Oh, well.
Hey, listen, in the papers this morning too, I wanted to bring this up because this sort of does my head in a little bit. Because you're a wine drinker, aren't you? You love your
Not
wine.
Not now. Dry July. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
I'm already $200 in for donations. Thanks to everyone supporting me. I'm only 3 days in. This is amazing.
Amazing. You're amazing.
Thanks. This has really become about us pumping our tyres, isn't it, this spray?
Well, no one else will, unless you want to. If you want to pump our tyres this morning, 0427JOY949, honourajoy.org.au.
We just sound like desperate for attention right now, don't we?
Desperate for attention and recognition and pats on the back, and that's what you do when you're...
You're doing a very fabulous job.
So are you, Dolly.
Oh, good. Okay,
let's
move on.
That.
I feel sick.
Yeah. Now, a mystery Melbourne buyer has splashed out. This does my head in. $103,555 on a bottle of 1951 Penfolds Grange.
A waddy, how much?
Smashing the record price for a bottle of Australian wine.
$103,555.
This is the thing. People have got, what a waste of money. Like, see, I don't get that because they all
taste. You don't have $103,555.
No, but they all taste the same to me. Like, it doesn't matter whether it's a Penfolds 1951 or a Yellowtail.
Oh, no. Well, there's a distinct difference between those
two. Or Four Sisters.
Oh, dear. I guess you're showing that you don't drink wine.
Really?
Right there. But
is there really that much of a... Is it really worth that much? Come on.
Apparently so. And I know what you just did there. That was a terrible sign.
Yeah, I know.
But the thing is, you've got to put yourself in the headspace of...
No, I don't.
No.
It's a lot of money for a bottle of wine.
Just work with me for a minute.
Are you ever going to drink it? Because it's so expensive.
Could you just let me finish a thought?
Yep.
If you were in the position where dropping $103,555 on a bottle of wine didn't bother you, you'd do it.
Is that your thought?
Yes.
Wow.
That's my thought. Because it's the thing. It's like if you're going to do that, like you're obviously not even going to notice it.
Yeah.
I mean, what? Then you're going to buy a $103,555 bottle of wine and stick it in your wine cellar.
No, because if I had $103,000 to spare, I would donate it to Joy to keep the lights on.
You would not. And now listen, what happens? What happens? I want to know, do you take out insurance? Because what happens if you store it in your cellar and you turn it around and you whatever and you get your people around and you open the bottle, $103,555 worth, and it's corked? What do you do then?
What do you
do? Do you get a money back guarantee?
These are questions we need to ask.
I actually did that to an ex. We'd broken up, but we were still hanging out socially, which is always dangerous. And I might have imbibed a bit more wine than he had and his friends.
I went
around to his house and there was a very expensive red wine bottle. I think I was still angry about the breakup. And I opened it because I used to work in hospitality.
Of course you did.
And I smelt it and just went, oh, that's corked, and threw it in the sink and left. And it wasn't.
You were angry. Was this the same guy that gave you the bird when you went bowling?
Different guy, but we can talk about that later.
On. This is Dua Lipa and Break My Heart as he broke yours. On Joy. Hey, listen, remember last week when we were talking about your hot doona?
Yes. Oh, my
and
God.
The dramas. And
the duck down doona.
The trials and tribulations. And you really went to town on the doona.
Well, no, it's been a traumatic experience for some years now.
Well, yeah, but I had a phone call from my doona.
Did you?
Who actually wanted to do an interview because he felt like he needed to put his case forward.
Oh.
This is what took place. Joining me now in the Joy studio is someone who is really hot stuff at the moment, my doona. My doona, welcome to Joy 94.9.
Oh, thanks, Dean.
My doona, let's get straight to the big issues here, and that is the claim from Anna Murphy that you are just way too hot, created 3 years of unrest and sleepless nights, and that you are not what you had sold yourself out to be.
Oh, rubbish, rubbish. It's all lies. She knew what she was getting into from the start, and she had a 30-day money-back guarantee that if she wasn't happy, wrapped around me, she could have returned me, no questions.
So where did it all go wrong?
Oh, Dean, it's been a difficult relationship with Anna from the start. I mean, are you surprised? Every night, particularly in winter, she'd jump into me with open arms and a smile on her face, saying things like, oh, you're like a fluffy cloud. Oh, so soft, so lavish. Then hours later, she'd hurl me off her, saying that I was overheating her and I'd ruined her night. The constant changing of her mind all the time was quite difficult for me and quite confusing.
Well, Anna says you'd sold yourself off as a doona for warm sleepers in any condition, is that right?
Did she tell you that, did she? Yet again, lies. Dean, I'm a duck down hypoallergenic quilt. I'm the best in the business, but I can't help it if people have other factors that are impacting their sleep, and just because it's easy and they don't want to change their ways, then they just blame me. It's so unfair.
Such as?
Well, such as the fact that she would sometimes leave the heating on in the room, as well as being snuggled up in me. I mean, what was she thinking?
Anything else?
Yeah, she'd also try to sleep with me whilst the dog and that cat were all over her. Not only that, she'd often eat spicy hot curries before going to bed. I mean, just think about it. Overheat? Overheat, you reckon that's the least of your problems? God, what about that midnight Dutch oven she would subject me to? Cough, made my eyes water. Pungent. Wow, don't even get me started on the sweaty dates.
Maduna, that's all we have time for all this morning. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, well, thanks, Dean. Must go. I'm being sold to two Alaskan Eskimos on eBay this afternoon. At least they'll appreciate me.
Melbourne's Breakfast Radio just got a brand new team. The Murphys, only on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.